We are joined by our friends from Wales Musical Theatre in Woking. Lexi, Emma, Nick and Lucy. Hello, everyone.
Hi, John.
There you go. I love a packed studio on a Sunday. Yeah, just sitting here on my own. It's nice. Nice to have people, actual humans
it's
here.
It's snug in here, isn't it?
It is, yes. Good. We got you all in, though. Thanks for coming down. So, Nick, your next production, Roles We'll Probably Never Play, opens in a few weeks. Tell us a bit about that.
It does indeed. Well, yeah, I'm sat here with the show director, so I'm not sure whether I should...
Oh, there you go.
Lucy, really, but that's fine. Well, Roles We'll Probably Never Play, really good question. It is a absolute sort of attack on the senses in terms of a musical theatre. So the idea being is that over a space of 2 hours, there's going to be 35 different musical numbers from a various different sort of musicals that you all know and love. Some are more sort of recent than others, and some are more of the classics, that kind of thing. And then what we're doing as a drama group is we are twisting them up, making them our own, giving them a bit of a twist. It's going to be lots of fun, lots of energy, laughter, some amazing dancing, choreography, all that sort of stuff. It'll be a really good event.
And I love the idea of this, and I imagine you've had a lot of fun kind of picking the songs to do, and I guess living those dreams of roles that you'll probably never play them.
Yeah, so this came about in, I think, June or July of last year, and Wales needed to fill a show hole, and I think I was jet-lagged and put my hand up and said, this would be a really great idea. And haven't regretted it, of course, but it's been a whirlwind. We officially sort of started narrowing down those numbers in August, September last year, and finalised the list in October. So we didn't have a lot of time to get that list together, but we're really, really proud of what we have. The cast is incredible. My creative team is incredible. I'm so proud of the work that they've achieved in such a small amount of time, because it's so new. It's different. It's not just, you know, we get a script and we learn that script. It's we've plucked these songs out of their original state in the musical and we've plopped them into a scene completely new and completely different.
It is your interpretation of reimagination, I guess.
I think is nice. It's different. It's brand new for Wales, and we're all really excited to try something different.
This is what it's about, isn't it? Trying new things and seeing, I guess, how the audience react to these things.
I'm excited. I think, you know, people who will be long watchers of Wales, this is going to be something that they haven't seen before and that is new, but we really hope that it excites them and opens the door to so many other possibilities too.
And what was it like, the idea of when this idea was suggested, this is what we're going to do, what was that initial reaction?
Well, I'm brand new, and it was the idea itself that kind of attracted me to the group, because I just thought, this is such a cool concept, I'd love to be part of this. So yeah, this is my first show, and it's really exciting.
There you go. What a first show to come to as well.
I know, it's been a lot of work. I was like, this will be easy, there's no script, there's no line. I totally was wrong.
I would imagine though, with this idea, there was probably so many. I mean, you probably could have had like the world's longest production going on for like days if you had every song you picked. So whittling it down, was that quite an experience?
It was difficult. I think we all had numbers that we absolutely wanted to do, and they were sort of non-negotiables. There were other numbers that were big question marks, because it was dependent on how they fit in with the rest of the show. So there weren't any arguments, there weren't any tears, there might have been a few stern words, but no, in the end we all came to this agreement that we're really happy with. And as Nick said, there's 35 songs from a range of musicals. We've got a cast of 35 as well, so a big cast. And Emma said that it's a lot of work. It's been extremely tiring for everybody involved, but exceptionally rewarding.
Brilliant. And Lexi, what about you? I mean, how did you come to get involved with the Wales?
Well, I've been in Wales for just over 4 years now. So my first show was obviously Legally Blonde, and it was cancelled by COVID. So it was meant to be May 2020.
That dreaded COVID. Dreaded word.
It was November 2021, and I've sort of not looked back since. I think consecutively in a row, this is my fourth show. So it's a nice one to sort of have after doing sort of the straight shows. Having this variety going on. And also it's a show that really, I think a lot of the cast feel has stretched our abilities.
Mm.
So instead of sort of going, okay, well, we're in the chorus and there's the principal characters, it sort of gives so many more people a chance to really work on their theatre skills and really come onto the stage and have the spotlight on them. And it's just been so lovely to watch other people grow as well and develop their skills.
And what was it that attracted you, you know, to join in the first place? What was making, yeah, this is something you want to get involved with?
I'm a drama degree student. I did musical theatre when I was growing up, and obviously then life gets in the way. You'd start your 9 to 5, gets a bit tedious, and suddenly you think, what can I do? And I remember looking at different societies in the area, and I think I saw the pink of Legally Blonde and went, yeah, that's the place I want to be.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and everyone's just so friendly. It's a really lovely place.
I mean, how do you think, you know, people join in an organisation like Weos, you know, how does it help people in their own kind of lives away from what goes on stage, do you think?
I think how I joined it was just for a colleague of mine that was in a show, basically, and I've probably told that story before, so I won't sort of go into detail on that. But what I have done over the last 3 years is made some really, really good friends, and I think it's one of those sort of... It's a life-enriching thing to get involved in. You know, it's so much fun, and it pushes you outside of your comfort zone and that type of thing. So really, you know, to get involved, it's really, really easy. You know, we're looking for people that want to be on stage. We're looking for people that want to work backstage, that do lighting or costumes or whatever it might be. You know, so there's that real kind of social element to it. There's people that have been in the society that, for example, that have got a professional background, for example. Yeah. And there's some rank amateurs that have come in. You know, this show is brilliant. What I always sort of I do chuckle to myself about, because obviously for Lucy and also Alex Boyle, who's our musical director as well, who, you know, it's probably been a bit like a sort of herding cats, because you know there's so many different numbers that we're having to do, and you've
I don't
got
know
some,
what you're talking yeah, about.
Yeah, it's to make it work so it doesn't
I don't go home and rock in a corner.
And I guess it's a challenge to make it work, so rather than just having like, you know, a random bunch of songs popping up out of nowhere, to kind of make it flow and the songs link together as well.
Yeah, well, they don't technically link together, but they might be set in the same scene. So due to copywriting reasons, they can't link together officially.
Okay.
But because it's a variety performance, so we are restricted in that sense. But they are set in the same scenes, some of them. So there is a flow to it. They don't just, like you say, pop up out of nowhere and you think, oh, where's this song come from? There is a flow to it, and that's something that we worked really, really hard to ensure, because we wanted it to feel like a very natural progression between each number, whilst, you know, that progression might be completely different to what you're used to with that song. For example, we've got a song from West Side Story, which is basically about people giving birth, which obviously is not what West Side Story is about. So just a little teaser for you there. So, you know,
I'm intrigued,
it's fun
now.
It's different. Yeah. I remember being sat in a coffee shop with Alex, the musical director, and I started hysterically laughing at this idea that I'd had about a song from West Side Story being a birth number, and I think at that point we were all quite delirious. We were like, we really need to finish this list, and this was one of the last numbers that we'd brought in, and it's just, you know, it just goes to show that it's really, really fun and different.
I literally can't imagine how you do that.
We have to come along and
absolutely,
see.
Absolutely, yes. Come along and see, just to see that. We're going to talk some more, find out with Images. Lexi, Emma, Nick and Lucy from Weos Musical Theatre in Woking are with us in the studio. Thanks for coming down again, guys. And
well, thanks for having us.
Nick, the Rona, I was reading about the history of this, and it's quite a remarkable story of how it opened in the 70s, named after a councillor who kind of back in the day, kind of inspired the council to put money into this sort of thing, and how it's kind of progressed, and it was so well loved that they actually kept it as part of the Peacocks on its bill. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah, it's a lovely little theatre, actually, I have to say. You know, it's kind of it's very personal if you come along as an audience member, and the acoustics in there it's actually renowned for its acoustics. You know, it's quite a big stage as well, so you know when you do come and watch a show there, you do get a feel for it. It's one of the sort of bigger shows, rather than like a sort of pokey little theatre or a sort of village hall or something something like that sort of thing. So, which I think is in tune with kind of, you know, Weos as a group. You know, we are known as an amateur group, but actually, you know, some of the stuff that we put out is I would say is above that. In terms of the quality and everything else. But yeah, we work really closely with the road actually, and it's one of sort of just say thanks to them actually, because they've been very supportive of us the last few weeks as we try and, you know, get the word out there.
You've been out and about, haven't you, in Woking, doing some publicity. So what's been happening over the weekend?
I'll pass over to Emma because she was there yesterday as well. We go out and Woking two or three times prior to the show, and effectively just bother the public and hand out flyers. So that's what we were
you
doing.
Especially, yeah. He's a very enthusiastic flyer.
So what was the reaction like from members of the public, you know, out doing their shopping on a Saturday or whatever, and you're coming up saying, you know, we've got this show, what were people saying about it?
It's been really good. I mean, it's probably slightly harder because we would need to sort of explain what it's about rather than like a big, you know, a musical that you would know. But a lot of people really thought it sounded really interesting. A lot of people took flyers off us yesterday, so thanks for that if you were there. We appreciate it. Especially me accosting people outside of M&S, so thanks for taking the flyer.
Not just any old show, it's a show that's been given to you on a fly outside M&S sort of kind of show.
Exactly. I think it works as well because we have stickers this year as well.
Merchandise going on. Love that.
Although I gave more stickers to adults than I did to children yesterday. To be honest with you.
I'd have loved a sticker.
Children have all the fun. We love stickers as well.
You'll get one, Lucy. It's your show.
Go to the dentist. They don't give me stickers anymore. So, you know, we'll have one of yours instead.
There was one little in there, actually, and I said, do you want a sticker? And he must have been only like sort of 3 years old. He just looked at me and shook his head. And I was like, there's an entrepreneur, if ever you saw one, who knows his own mind at 3 years of age. You're like, I'm good for the sticker.
So we mentioned, you know, your latest production, Roles Will Probably Never Play. Previously, you know, you've done a number of productions. How long has Weos been running? When did it all start?
Yeah, 72. So 1972 we were formed, so that was and the Rhoda was 76, so we've been going longer than the Rhoda. Back then it was, you know, very much like village halls and things like that. And then over the years we've kind of grown as a group, and we've got some amazing talent. We really have. I think, you know, I talked about the herding cat things earlier on, that there's a select few of us, I'm including myself in this, whereby, you know, can hold a tune, I guess. But when it comes to dancing, and I've literally got three left feet. It's really, really bad. And I have noticed, actually, I seem to be at the back of the stage whenever the dancers happen. So maybe that's been noticed. But there are some incredible dancers, some incredible singers. Ellie Morrow, Philippa Wilding, our choreographers, have done some amazing work in order to sort of get everyone kind of moving roughly in the same direction. For those like me that sort of struggle with it a little bit. I think, you know, one of the things I was going to say about the whole show itself is that you come along to these shows, and you, let's say you go and see a more well-known show, you kind of know what to expect. What the excitement is around the show is that expect the unexpected. And, you know, if you watch a musical show, usually there's some sort of acting bits in the middle to sort of build up to the next big musical number. This is back to back, onto the next show, onto the next number sort of thing. So you will leave that theatre being thoroughly entertained.
And I often think, you know, we refer to amateur dramatics, actually, to refer, you know, use that word sometimes. You think, you know, this week I went to the Rhoda to see the Woking Youth Theatre and Bonnie and Clyde, and to me, sitting in the audience, the quality of that production and the other productions that come through is so-called amateur. You know, it's on par with some of the bigger stuff that comes here from the West End sometimes, isn't it?
No, I think the only thing amateur really about us is our name. We all have work outside of this, but I have lived and breathed this for at least the past 6 months, and I know that everybody else has too. It's been, I wake up in the middle of the night, oh my gosh, I need to do this for the show. And I don't do that for my 9-to-5 job. I hope no one's listening.
No, I was hoping nobody works listening, but there you go.
So it's one of those things that, you know, we can't just leave at the door. We go home and we rehearse. We're listening to that soundtrack all the time. We've got a playlist on Spotify that we're listening to and that we shared straight away to get people excited. You know, we've all worked so hard and everybody is so professional. And one of the things that when this concept came about, as a director, I said what I wanted the cast to get from this is to develop their skills, like Lexi was saying. I think it's very easy to come into a show and to be given a script and be told where to stand, you know, not that we're renowned for doing that, but I really wanted people to come away thinking, you know what, I've really learned something, or I wasn't too sure about that skill initially, but now I feel like I'm 10 times better than I was when I started. And that's something that's really important to me, because I want people to feel like they've grown throughout this process.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, learning those skills, particularly maybe a young person comes in and they're sort of trying to develop their confidence and everything else. And I would imagine that that would then give them confidence if they're going on to things in life, you know, maybe job interviews and just the world in general. There's going to be transferable skills there, isn't there?
I think so. You know, if you can do this show, you can do anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really.
We're going to talk some more. We're going to check on the travel in a bit. We'll catch that. That's Mama Morton. You've got something from Chicago in your production, haven't you?
Yes, we do. We have a song. It's a dancey number from Chicago in the show.
Oh, there we go. What else? What else can we expect? And what other musicals?
Well, we've got more of the classics. So we've got a bit of Les Miserables, and we've got a bit of Sweet Charity. And then
we've got Matilda.
Yeah.
Something from Annie as well.
Yeah.
Loads of different songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some of the latter ones are great. My kids love it because my daughter, Eliza, is 12. She's actually been helping me to learn the words to some of those songs as well.
Okay. And we're talking about sort of putting a programme together. You know, it's not just what happens on stage. I mean, it's the programme. So, I mean, that's the task itself, isn't it?
Yes, which I volunteered for. Cool. Not like I've got anything else to do.
No, just put a programme together, you know.
So I'm putting that together at the moment. It's different because, like Lexi said earlier, there's no principal characters. So, you know, you'd flick through a West End programme and you'd see principal characters, where they trained, what other shows they've done. This is different because we don't have that. So we have some other features in there. We've got a couple of interviews with the creative team, interviews with some newer cast members. I've put a crossword in there.
Ooh, so you put that together yourself?
I did.
What's that like, putting a crossword together?
So much fun. So if you want to test your musical theatre knowledge that's all related to the show, then you need to come along and pick up a programme.
Yeah, you have to do it afterwards though, because we want you watching the show.
Yeah. Don't start doing crosswords and watch the show. That's not going to work. Okay. Brilliant. And so tell us when, you know, Navona McGraw, when can we see this?
Yeah, sure. So we're running from the 1st to the 4th of May. There's a matinee as well on the Saturday. So it'll be 7:30 kickoff for the evening shows and 2:30 on the Saturday.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you can get your tickets at atgtickets.com. I think you can go straight to the Roadrunner to get your tickets as well, can't you? Actually, it's worth mentioning, at the moment we are running a 10% discount on the midweek tickets.
Love a discount, Craig.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you go to our social media... that'll be, if you go to our Instagram, which is Woking_Wayos, our Facebook is Wayos Musical Theatre, TikTok is Wayos_MT. You go to any one of those, you'll find a discount.
You're all over social media. I love that. I'm not quite with TikTok. I'm not part of a TikTok generation just yet. So, but I bet you can have a lot of fun on there. Do you do all the sort? What do you do on TikTok?
Well, I mean,
who's your TikTok expert?
Is that okay?
I mean, different social medias, isn't it? Appeal to different people. Because some people use Facebook, some Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah, so for some reason I took the reins this show, and I don't think I'm much of a marketing guru, but I mean,
you've done
some
amazing
of the stuff we've put on Instagram and TikTok, you know, we're looking at trends which are going around and going, that's quite funny, we should do that as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had a massive sort of viewing on TikTok, which has shocked quite a lot of us for this show.
Yeah. So what makes a good TikTok then, do you think? What gets people's attention? What makes people stop scrolling and think, oh, I'm going to watch this?
Well, in a more recent one, it's Gary Barlow.
I heard about that story. Gary, yeah, he sure reached out to the person, didn't he, who thought they were speaking to Gary Barlow. I mean, it's kind of amazing. Love that.
I think we've had a hit one for Mean Girls as well. You know, Mean Girls is trending at the moment with the musical film having just come out and the musical coming to the West End. So Mean Girls is also in our show. Little spoiler for you there. So I think it's just in keeping with the current trends, really. Like Lexi said, seeing what's trending at the moment, and jumping on that bandwagon.
Absolutely. So I've got a kind of a question that leads into, you know, what you're doing, roles you'll probably never play. So for each of you, if you could play any role, what would it be and why? There you go. Just throwing that question in there.
Okay. I think on the spot.
I've got a couple here. I think I've probably got a head start because I was asked this for the programme. But I'm going to say the other one that I didn't say there, which is Clyde from Bonnie and Clyde, which also features in our show.
Interesting choice.
I think, you know, he's got some amazing numbers. I think the character journey is also incredible and something that I'd really love to explore. So if there was any opportunity to do that, then I'd love to. Yeah.
Well, that production's coming to Woking, you know.
I need a standard.
I bet the cast of the touring production did an interview of them, so that's pretty good. That looks really good, actually. That's coming to Woking. So, yeah, what are you, Nick, then? If you could play anything?
So years and years and years ago, a long time ago now, I did Oliver, and I performed it with my dad. My dad played Fagin, and I think I've always wanted to be able to sort of emulate that a little bit and actually play Fagin in Oliver. That would be a really cool role to play. And also something maybe in something like Wizard of Oz or something like that. You know, one of the three main goons in Wizard of Oz.
Love that. Which one would you be?
My personality is probably more like fits the Scarecrow, I would say. But any one of those, really. I think they're all really cool characters. So yeah. One
okay.
Of
and what would you play?
I think for me, I really like quite old style musicals. Eliza Doolittle, My Fair Lady, would be a dream. Acting wise, it's got a lot going on.
Love the story of that.
Yeah, such a great journey.
Yes.
Beautiful songs.
Yeah, really beautiful. Okay, interesting. What about you, finally? What do you think you play?
It's probably going to show a bit of a dark personality, but my absolute dream role is Mrs. Lovett. Obviously, you've got the film version, which is Helena Bonham Carter, but I'm a huge Stephen Sondheim fan, which is also, we have a lot of Sondheim in this musical, if you are a Sondheim fan. But yeah, Mrs. Lovett.
Love that. So it sounds like, you know, something for everyone from the roles we'll probably never play. Nick, remind us then, if we want to get tickets, how do we do that?
Yeah, thank you.
And so, dates and everything else as well.
Yeah, so the dates are Wednesday the 1st of May through to Saturday the 4th of May, and it's being held at the Rhoda McGaw Theatre in Woking, and you can get your tickets at atgtickets.com or go straight to the Rhoda, or indeed if you go to any one of our socials that we mentioned a moment ago, if you just sort of Google Wales MT, you'll find most of those anyway. There'll be links in there as well to be able to buy the tickets. We'd love to see as many people come along. Like I say, right at the start, it's been a hard one to market because obviously you can't get all the information we've given you today in a flyer.
No.
So hopefully this has given people a slightly better idea of what it's all about. If you're a musical theatre fan or if you just like entertainment, we'd really urge you to get your tickets and come down and have a look.
Yeah.
It will be 2 hours of sheer delight for you.
And do you know what? Those 2 hours, that's going to take you away from stuff that's going on in the world. You know, watching news, it's very depressing. Mm. There may be stuff happening in people's lives, and actually, you know, you go to the theatre, leave your troubles at the door, and you feel good when you leave, don't you?
It's brilliant. I think musical theatre for me is escapism and the arts in general. So yeah, come along, leave everything at the door, and let us wow you.
There you go. Excellent. You can tell you're in marketing. Brilliant. Lexi, Emma, Nick and Lucy, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you, John.
Good luck with everything. I'm sure it's going to be amazing. And, you know, everyone's just want to go and see it and lapping it up because we love musical theatre. We love entertainment. So good luck and thank you for coming down to us today.
Thank you so much.